Apparently, not even a dead body could stop traffic. Madison scanned the three-lane, westbound stream of cars. All of the drivers had somewhere to be. Even now, only a few braked to gawk at the investigation on the side of the road. Squad cars with flashing lights cordoned off the right lane, and the officers were diverting traffic over. This was the busiest intersection in Stiles. With a population of about 500,000, 75,000 people pass through this section every hour. Shopping plazas with franchise restaurants and grocery stores occupied two of the four corners. The other two had healthcare buildings, including one of the city's three hospitals, the largest of which was on the northeast side of the intersection. Peace Liberty Hospital sat on acres of land with chain-link fencing running its perimeter. It was outside that fence that the deceased had been found. Cole Richards, the medical examiner, was working over the body as crime scene unit investigators Cynthia Baxter and Mark Andrews were busy taking pictures and collecting anything that might be evidence. Cynthia headed up the crime lab. She was also Madison's closest friend. Her strong genetics gave her the sexy librarian look, and she had wielded that power expertly over men until she got involved with Detective Lou Stanford of the Stiles PD. Now she was engaged. 3 months had passed since the announcement, and Madison still hardly believed it some days. Mark was the only man on the forensics team and the youngest of its four members. Both elements served to make him the target of blame and teasing. All in good fun, of course, even if he might not think so at times. He had long, dark hair that he tied back into a ponytail at the nape of his neck. His hairstyle and other mannerisms had most of his colleagues curious about his sexual preference. To date, it remained an enigma. Madison lowered her sunglasses and took in the scene. It was midday in mid-July, and the sun was beating down with non-discriminatory heat. The deceased was an elderly woman, her identity unknown, and age estimated to be in her late 60s or early 70s. She had a short cut of gray hair and wore a t-shirt and a skirt. She sat in a wheelchair on the side of the road, her head dipped to her chest at an unnatural angle. That position alone would disclose to anyone paying enough attention that she was dead. It was a sad state when people were too preoccupied with their busy lives to notice an elderly woman on the side of the road like that. As it was, people would have passed in good quantity before the jogger who had found her had come along. His name was Eric Marsh, and he was sitting in the back of a squad car providing his statement to the officers who had arrived first on the scene. She and Terry would talk to him shortly. The people who found a body were always the first suspects. The woman's chair was on the grass beside the sidewalk, placing her closer to the fence than the road. Based on her thin arms and frail frame, she would have needed help to get there. A wooden board strapped to the back of the chair read, "Put an end to abortion." Protesters in this area are not uncommon, but what makes an older lady come out and sit in the hot sun with a sign strapped to her? She asked the rhetorical question of her partner, ruminating on what had brought the woman to this point. Her partner, Terry Grant, was 3 years younger than she was, and her total opposite. He loved running, and his hair was always perfect. Rarely were one of his blonde hairs out of place. Madison, on the other hand, hated mornings, so she stuck with a wake-up-and-wear-it cut. While she had a hard time making commitments, Terry was married to his sweetheart of just over 5 years. Annabelle was pregnant with their first child and due any day. Madison continued, "Not to mention, why would she get involved in such an issue? Her childbirthing days are behind her."
"She could have faced this issue earlier in life, or maybe a family member had. She could have been trying to keep things the way they used to be."
"When was abortion legalized?"
"In most states, 1973. That would make her somewhere in her late 20s, early 30s, if she faced the issue herself."
Terry pulled his phone out and poised a finger over the screen. Despite Madison's desire that he take notes on a lined pad, like other cops, he was adamant about embracing technology. His hard-headed determination was paying off, though, as his texting speed was improving.